Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. This time, we're going deep into the world of information systems auditing.
Oh, a very important topic these days.
It really is, and to help us out, we'll be looking at CISA Essentials.
Ah, yes. A great resource.
It is, and it was written by an expert in the field, Krishna Kumar Mahadevan. He goes by MKK, and he has over 28 years of experience.
Yeah, so he really knows what he's talking about. Not just book smarts, but, you know, experience from the trenches.
For sure. So to start, for anyone listening who might be totally new to this, what exactly is information systems auditing?
It's kind of like, imagine a digital detective. You're checking out a company's their systems and practices.
Right, making sure things are secure.
Secure, efficient, and that they are helping the organization reach its goals.
Got it. So, with businesses relying so heavily on tech these days, I imagine the demand for skilled auditors is pretty high.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where the CISA certification comes in. It's really the gold standard for this field.
So this resource, CISA Essentials, it helps people prepare for that certification.
It does. It breaks the whole thing down into five core themes.
Five core themes.
Okay.
I'm ready to dive in. What's the first one?
Well, they start by laying the foundation with this thing called the risk-based audit approach.
Risk-based. What's that all about?
It's kind of like, think about securing a house, right? You wouldn't worry about a tiny crack in a window if the front door is wide open.
Makes sense.
It's about prioritizing. What are the biggest risks? Focus your energy on the areas that matter most.
Okay, so that's the risk-based approach. Now, what's the next theme we'll be exploring?
All right, so next one is all about IT governance and management.
IT governance. So we're not just talking about the tech itself, but how it's managed, right?
Yeah, it's all about making sure a company's IT strategy lines up with their, you know, big picture business goals.
So, like, is the technology actually helping the business succeed?
Yeah, exactly. And effective IT governance, it's about making sure you're getting the most out of those technology investments while, of course, minimizing the risks involved.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's theme two, IT governance and management. Now on to number three. What's that all about?
So this one focuses on acquiring, developing, and then implementing information systems. And in today's world, businesses need to constantly be adapting.
Adapting and implementing new technologies to keep up.
To stay competitive, exactly.
Only get left behind.
Right. So this section looks at things like project management, system development, life cycles, those sorts of things.
Making sure new systems are implemented the right way.
And making sure that new tech actually makes things better, not worse, right? That it delivers benefits and minimizes risk.
Theme number four, what's next?
Okay, this one's super critical. It's all about information systems, operations, and business resilience. We all know how much damage downtime can do to a business.
Oh, yeah. Financially and reputation-wise, it can be a nightmare.
For sure. So this section digs into why strong IT operations are so vital.
Things like having a plan in case something goes wrong.
Right. So we'll be looking at IT service management, change management, incident response, business continuity planning.
Okay, and finally, theme five. What's this one all about?
All right, this one's really relevant these days. It's all about protecting information assets.
Protecting information assets. I mean, it seems like every day there's a news story about some kind of data breach.
Yeah, with cyber threats growing and data protection regulations getting stricter, this area is more important than ever.
What are some of the key things covered in this theme?
So CISA Essentials goes into the principles of information security governance, access control, network security, and of course, data privacy.
Basically building layers of protection around that valuable data.
You got it. It's like understanding the threats, you know, building up your defenses to withstand attacks, that kind of thing.
All right. So we've covered the five themes, from basic auditing to the importance of protecting information assets.
Yeah, a good overview.
But I have a feeling there's more to this field than just the technical stuff, right?
You're absolutely right. There's a big human element too. CISA Essentials dives right into that.
Okay, I'm curious. What does that involve?
Well, you could be the best tech person in the world, but you can't communicate your findings. It's not going to help.
Makes sense.
Like, you need to explain complex stuff to everyone in the organization, from IT to the CEO.
So communication skills are key.
Definitely. You got to be clear, concise, persuasive. You're kind of a translator, taking the technical stuff and making it understandable for everyone.
Okay. Now, how about technology itself? It's always changing. So how does that impact the field of auditing?
Well, that's where the discussion of emerging technologies comes in. CISA Essentials really looks at how things like AI, blockchain and the Internet of Things are affecting the work that auditors do.
Like every new technology brings new challenges and opportunities for auditors to figure out.
Yeah, exactly. They have to be adaptable and stay ahead of the curve. It's not just about keeping up with trends, but figuring out how those trends will change the way we audit systems in the future.
Sounds like this resource, CISA Essentials, is a pretty valuable tool for anyone involved in information systems auditing, whether they're just starting out or are already experienced.
It really is. It's comprehensive and gives you a solid foundation to excel in this field.
Well, I'm definitely feeling a lot more informed about the world of information systems auditing now. It's clearly a crucial field in our data-driven world.
Oh, it is. And one of the things I really like about CISA Essentials is how it blends that technical expertise with the human side of things.
Yeah, like it's not just about checking boxes.
Exactly. It's about thinking critically, communicating well, and acting ethically. Those things matter a lot.
It shows that even in a technical field, the human element is still so important.
And there's still so much more to explore in CISA Essentials. It has real-world examples, practical advice, review questions, even hands-on exercises.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Let's dive into those practical aspects next. Okay, so let's get into some of those practical applications. You mentioned CISA Essentials is good at bringing the concepts to life. How so?
Well, one thing that really stood out to me was the way they use case studies.
Oh, case studies. I love those.
Yeah, they're woven throughout the book, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They show you exactly how these auditing principles actually play out.
So you see how the theory works in a real-world situation.
Right, in different industries, too. There's one, it focuses on a financial institution that was having, you know, some major data security problems.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and the case study, it walks you through the steps the auditors took, like how they figured out the risks, how they assessed the potential impact, and what they ultimately recommended to make the organization's systems more secure.
It's like you're right there with them.
Exactly. And you get that, you know, front row seat to how they solved the problem. Super helpful if you're new to all this.
Definitely. So it goes beyond just the case studies too, right?
Yeah.
You were saying it offers practical advice on all kinds of tasks.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like everything from how to plan an audit to, you know, writing a clear and effective report.
Almost like a toolkit for aspiring auditors.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Gives them the skills they need to, you know, actually do the work.
And what about those review questions and exercises? Those seem really practical too.
Oh yeah, those are great. They really help you, like, you know, put what you learned into practice.
So it's not just reading and absorbing information. You're actually applying it.
Right. It's like having a tutor built right into the book.
Now, I'm seeing why this book is so valuable for anyone interested in this field. It goes way beyond just the theory, you know?
Definitely. And there's another aspect I think is worth pointing out. It really encourages you to think about the bigger picture.
The bigger picture. Okay. Tell me more about that.
Well, it recognizes that information systems auditing doesn't just happen in isolation, right?
It's connected to other things.
Right. It's connected to financial auditing, cybersecurity, risk management. All these things are related.
So it's about understanding how those systems all work together.
Exactly. CISA Essentials emphasizes that. The importance of collaboration between different teams within an organization.
Because a secure IT environment, it takes a team effort.
Absolutely. You can't have everyone working in their own little silos.
Right. You need communication, coordination.
And by understanding how information systems auditing fits into all these other areas, you start to see how your role, you know, contributes to the overall success of the organization.
It's like seeing the forest for the trees.
Exactly. So you're not just focused on one tiny piece. You're seeing the whole picture.
Now, there's something else I wanted to ask you about.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that CISA Essentials is particularly valuable for people who are just starting out in their careers.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole section on career development in the field of information systems auditing.
That's great, because it's one thing to learn about auditing, but actually turning that into a job is a whole other thing.
Totally. And this section, it gives you guidance on preparing for the CISA exam, you know, tips for building a successful career, even insights into different specializations within the field.
Wow. So it's like a roadmap for your career.
Right. It shows that this is a dynamic field, lots of room for growth and specialization.
This is really helpful. I mean, we've covered so much. The principles, the applications, the human side, even career development. CISA Essentials is really comprehensive.
It is. And I think it presents all this information in a way that's easy to understand, you know? Whether you're a student, an IT professional, or even a business leader, that there's something valuable for everyone in this book.
Okay. I'm convinced. I might have to check it out myself after this.
You should. Now, before we wrap things up, I'd love to hear your final thoughts on, you know, what makes CISA Essentials stand out?
Well, for me, it's the mix of academic rigor, and practical insights. MKK clearly brings a lot of real-world experience to the table.
Definitely not just textbook stuff.
It's like you're getting advice from a mentor who's been there and done that.
Exactly. And he stresses the importance of continuous learning, you know, staying ahead of the curve.
Which is crucial in this field, especially with technology constantly changing.
Right. So, yeah, if you're serious about information systems auditing, CISA Essentials is a great place to start. It gives you the knowledge and skills to really excel in this field.
And one last reminder, MKK also has a YouTube channel where he gets even more into the practical applications of all this.
Oh, yeah. It's a fantastic resource. You can find it at Kaifenek577 if you're interested.
All right. Let's take a quick break to absorb all this, and we'll come back to finish up our deep dive into CISA Essentials. Okay, we're back. Ready to wrap up our look at CISA Essentials.
It's really impressive, you know, how much this book covers.
Yeah, it really is. One thing that stuck with me is how it emphasizes that auditing isn't just about technical skills.
Oh, for sure. There's so much more to it.
It's like you need those critical thinking skills, communication skills, and a good understanding of ethics, too.
Yeah, you can't just, like, check all the boxes and call it a day. You need to be able to think for yourself, communicate your findings clearly, and always, you know, act with integrity.
I like that. It's almost like you're a detective.
A digital detective, right. You're gathering evidence, analyzing it, presenting your case, but you've got to do it all ethically.
Exactly. Now, another thing that stood out to me was the emphasis on staying ahead of the curve, especially with all these emerging technologies.
Right, like AI and blockchain. Things are changing so fast.
It seems like MKK is saying, don't just wait for the next big threat. Be proactive. Learn about these technologies, and figure out how to manage the risks.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about being adaptable and forward-thinking, and that's where his YouTube channel comes in handy.
Right. You can see those concepts in action.
Yeah, he gives you practical demonstrations and real-world examples.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. The core principles, the practical stuff, the human element, emerging technologies. It's been a great overview.
And I think this resource, it really does a good job of showing how important information systems auditing is, especially in today's world.
It is. I mean, data is so valuable these days. Auditors are like the guardians of that data, making sure it's secure and used responsibly.
And with resources like CISA Essentials, anyone can gain the knowledge and skills they need to make a difference in this field.
Absolutely. So if you're interested in learning more, definitely check out CISA Essentials. And don't forget about MKK's YouTube channel.
Yeah, it's a great way to dive even deeper into this topic.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, keep those minds curious.